Hi, I'm Paul. Welcome to Overflow Today. Now, we know that leading someone to saving faith involves challenging him to admit his own sinfulness and to place his trust in Jesus' sacrifice on the cross as payment for his sins. But to get to that point, you might use a variety of approaches depending on the person. James Chung of InterVarsity Christian Fellowship developed a gospel diagram that starts with creation and ends with current issues like social justice. Check this out as an alternative way to sketch out the gospel for someone.
There were all these great things that I loved about Christianity and the faith that I found in the Gospels. You know, stuff like loving our neighbors, loving the poor and the needy, crossing cultures, justice. So we wanted to figure out a way to share the gospel that actually captured the bigger biblical story. But if we actually start where the Bible starts in Genesis, then we could start with a good God who created great things for us and meant us for, and created us to be something that reflected more like Him. That there was something good at the very beginning that He meant to do. And then to say, but we threw it away. And then, but Jesus actually makes it all whole again through His cross and resurrection. And we are now on this mission. We're sent together to heal. The first stage is designed for good. That we have a good God who has created us for good, for the purposes of good, and also created good things for us. That actually God's initial intent was to just lavish good things on us. But we're damaged by evil. That our own desire to run the show instead of leaving it up to the one who designed it all, we tried to take over. And in that, we damaged creation, we damaged our relationship with God, we damaged ourselves, we damaged the way we relate to each other. We just turned this into basically a toxic waste of what He had meant to be, this beautiful, beautiful place. But see, but it's restored for better. Jesus, God Himself, loves the world too much to just leave it that way. So He comes and shows us a better way to live, and through the cross takes all of sin upon Himself. To overcome it 3 days later, and so that we can actually live and enjoy this new life that is possible. But it doesn't even just stop there. Then we are then called to be sent together to heal. We're agents of healing, that we don't just receive the blessing for ourselves, but in the scriptures, blessing's always meant to be for greater blessing of others.
You can view the details on how to use this diagram at overflowtoday.com. Well, that's all for this edition of Overflow Today. All of our shows and the small group discussion guides that go along with each show are always available for free at our website, overflowtoday.com. Now go pour into someone's life.